So we bring the 13th chapter of 2 Samuel to a close. Up to this point, we have Absalom in a very unfavorable position. He now has fallen out of the favor and good graces of his father. He no longer is under the protection of his reign and royal law. He no longer is under the protection of the law of God. He has left his nation, the nation Israel. He's now in a foreign land, a land of the uncircumcised. And there he's been for some 3 years in this state of being a refuge from the law of Israel. And of course we know this is a most undesirable state for any of God's people to be in. And as we saw at the close of the 13th chapter, David really is not happy about this situation either, for he longed to go forth unto Absalom. So in the 14th chapter, we're going to see how David and Absalom were reconciled. We're going to see the great part that Joab played in bringing them together again, and then we're going to see the true reconciliation of David and his son. So beginning with the first verse of chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was towards Absalom. So Joab, being the astute observer that he is, a man of high intelligence, a man who has been given charge of all the army of Israel while it's in the field, he also is the nephew of David, being the son of his sister Zeruiah, he sees that the king's heart was towards Absalom. He knows that things are just not right with David, having his son in this kind of a position of being in exile from the nation. His heart is towards Absalom. So he sets about on a design to get Absalom recalled out of banishment, to get his crime pardoned, and to get his banishment from the throne and from the family of David to be reversed. Joab became very busy in this affair. He put forth a lot of energy to get it done. And we see several reasons why that he might want to do this. He observed that things were not right with David. He could see that the king's heart was towards Absalom. And so he realized that things would never be on a good par in the kingdom as long as the king was so divided, as long as the king was so emotionally torn between his son's absence and his grieving over that, and then the affairs of the kingdom. So he set about then to resolve this conflict, this problem that David had in that regard. Second of all, we can see that he would want to do this due to the fact that he was a friend to Absalom. Absalom was a person that he had a lot of closeness with. After all, he was next in line to be king, and so Joab could realize that if he could make things all right with Absalom, then no doubt his position would remain secure as the captain of the host when it came Absalom's time to be king. So not knowing just when this would come about that Absalom would be in a position to be king, he wanted to reconcile him back into the kingdom as soon as possible so that he then, his good friend, would be next in line to be king. We can see that that'd be another good reason why that Joab would do this. Thirdly, Joab as a statesman could readily see how that this reconciling of Absalom would be good for the nation in general. For if David were to die while Absalom were in exile, then this might bring about a civil war between those that were for him and those that were against him. Although all Israel seemed to have loved Absalom, there still would be a divided opinion as to whether or not he should be allowed to come back and be king. And so to spare the nation much trouble and much turmoil, Joab could see that by reconciling Absalom back to the family of David, that he would then be doing something that would be best for the nation in the long run and bring about stability in the land should David die. And fourthly, we can see that Joab would have another reason to bring about the reconciliation of Absalom, in that he himself was a delinquent. That is, he was guilty of the murder of Abner. He'd never been sufficiently punished for having murdered Abner. He seems to have gotten away with that. And so, if he could help establish a precedent then by having Absalom to be forgiven, having Absalom to be reconciled, even though he too were guilty of a murder, then this would not only help him, but it would also put him in a more favorable light with Absalom, should Absalom then eventually become the king. So Joab had several reasons to be busy in this matter of reconciling Absalom back to David. So we begin to see what plan that he has for this, beginning in verse 2. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched thence a wise woman, and said unto her. So we see here that in order to carry out the plan that he had in mind, he had to have another party to put on an act for David. And so he selected a woman from the town of Tekoa. Now Tekoa is about 6 miles south of Bethlehem. It's located sort of between Bethlehem and Hebron, over toward the border of the Dead Sea. It is noted as the birthplace of Amos. And so he selected a woman from this city who was a wise woman and who would be someone that David didn't have a personal knowledge of in order to carry out his plan. Now, as we're going to see, the woman does have to be wise. That is, she has to be quick of wit. She has to be able to perceive the feelings and mood that David is in and to be able to pursue the matter to the utmost to accomplish the ends that Joab wants her to have. So he has to have a woman that is wise in this and with this ability. And so he said unto this woman, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint thyself not with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourning for the dead, or that had a long time mourned for the dead. So what Joab asked this woman to do then is to appear before David, to go before him as a mourner. And she's going to present a case to David that David's going to have to pass judgment on. And then when David passes judgment upon this case of hers, which will be hypothetical, it'll be much like the time when David passed judgment upon the case that Nathan brought to him, in which David condemned himself. So as David is persuaded by this woman and her elaborate arguments to say that her son should not be punished for committing a murder, then he is inadvertently also saying that his son, Absalom, should not be punished for the murder that he has done. And so after he states this to the woman and she draws him the picture makes the application to himself and Absalom, then we see that David is enlightened to the fact that he then can also pardon Absalom and bring him back to the kingdom. And as the story unveils itself in this chapter, we'll see that it's a very ingenious method that Joab chooses then to bring about the reconciliation of David and Absalom. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.